CBS News Special Report, zeroing in on the phone call between President Trump and Ukraine's Vladimir Zelensky at today's public impeachment hearings. National Security Council expert Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was listening into that conversation when he heard talk of an investigation of the Bidens. Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff.
Colonel, you've described this as a demand, this favor that the president asked. What is it about the relationship between the President of the United States and the President of Ukraine that leads you to conclude that when the President of the United States asks a favor like this, it's really a demand?
Chairman, the culture I come from, the military culture, when a senior asks you to do something, even if it's polite and pleasant, it's not to be taken as a request. It's to be taken as an order.
Foreign Service Officer Jessica Williams, advisor to Vice President Pence, spoke out.
What I found unusual or different about this call was the president's reference to specific investigations, and that struck me as different than other calls I had listened to.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For more now, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our KCBS political analyst, Mark Sandelow. And Mark, as Stan had mentioned earlier, we're still hearing questions by the Democratic side of the aisle when the Republicans have an opportunity to ask their questions. How likely are they to go after these two people, Jennifer Williams and Lieutenant Vindman, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, I should say, personally?
It seems unlikely. I mean, you know, Jennifer Williams, the person you, the first person you mentioned, is a Republican. She started as a political appointee working on the Bush-Cheney campaign, and I don't think there's any reason Republicans want to go after her character on this. And, you know, they run the risk with Colonel Vindman, him being a Purple Heart veteran from the war in Iraq. There's no obvious motive for either of these two to be saying anything that would be either dishonest or disloyal. And both of them were consistent. Both of them were on that phone call with President Trump and Zelensky, and both of them said it was very, very clear immediately that this was inappropriate. And what was inappropriate, you know, what they said is what we've heard before. This was the president went off of his talking points and started talking about domestic politics when he brought up Biden. And to both of them, that set off alarms, enough that in Colonel Vindman's, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman's case, he actually went to his the lawyer at the NSC to talk about it. And mostly we're getting now is some nuance. I mean, we're getting things, for example, Vindman prepares the talking points as the National Security Council guy in Ukraine for these phone calls. And he talked about how he prepared the talking points for the first phone call, the one the president just released a transcript of, back in April between the president and the president of Ukraine, in which he said that rooting out corruption was one of the big talking points. And now he says, of course, up to the president. He says whatever he wants. These are just prepared by his staff to help him along. The president never raised it. Rooting out corruption never came up in that first phone call. In that second phone call, rooting out corruption was also a part of the talking points, but issues like Burisma and Hunter Biden and CrowdStrike and Democrats in terms of the 2016 election, those were not on his talking points, so the president went off script there. The Democrats are trying to paint the picture that it's pretty clear the president pressured Ukraine in exchange for the release of this military aid in the White House meeting to go after his political rivals.
Mark, we are, in fact, now moving to the Republican questioning. Congressman Devin Nunes has started in on Jennifer Williams. It seems at this point, and we've got a minute and a half left with you, there's very little doubt about the facts as they occurred that these witnesses say they heard these comments on the call. They were troubled by them. The apparent attempt to move the transcript of that call to an unusual location. The bottom line question, though, of course, is what does it mean? Was this something nefarious? Was it just not business as usual? Was it criminal or impeachable?
I think those are all exactly the right questions, Stan. And so Devin Nunes, the ranking Republican member, is now questioning her. And so Nunes began, though, by going after exactly what you just said, Stan, and saying that you would think from the mainstream media's report that these have been explosive allegations of wrongdoing by the president. He said that's crazy. He said last week what we heard are people had only second and third-hand impressions of what the president was doing. And in fact, it was a perfect phone call, and that the media has really misrepresented all of this, which is why it's good this is all out in public. Because, I mean, obviously the media has to synthesize things. And while obviously it's possible that the media has all got this wrong, people can watch it for themselves. People can read transcripts for themselves and see. But the Republican narrative has still not been what you're getting at, Stan, which is, okay, the president, this wasn't his finest hour, but do we really remove him from office? Instead, what they are insisting on, and what Nunez went on about his opening statement was, is if this whistleblower's identity is not known, and if we don't know the motive of the person who pulled the fire alarm and blew the whistle, then this entire spectacle is just a media concoction. And as he very specifically said, the mainstream media is a tool of the Democratic Party, and that is what is going on here. Democratic Party, mainstream media, hoax, just like the Russian hoax. That's going to start to get more and more difficult to defend the more the witnesses, including Republican witnesses, begin to explain the record.
Mark Sandler, KCBS political analyst, live from Washington as the hearing continues. Now, Republican questioning underway of the witnesses, Jennifer Williams and Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. You can listen in without interruption at kcbsradio.com or via the radio.com app.